And we will begin this morning by having a work session on Health Bill 2030. Madison, can you bring us up to date, please, on 2030?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, House Bill 2030, last time we heard it, January 27th. Today is February 8th, and for a footnote, this is the 30th day of the session.
Oh, it's delightful, man.
May I have some footnotes?
Can I go by fast? Are you having fun?
It's Fat Tuesday, sir.
It's Fat Tuesday, all right.
I'll have to go out tonight.
Hardly wait.
Now, the back to 2030, what it does, as we've talked about it before, it allows the different agencies, if they choose to go into EFT or electronic fund transfers, to go to that method and only go to method of EFT or issuing cards where those cards do not require the recipient to have a bank account, and they could use these cards either to get the cash or use them in stores and so on to get their money that they received from the agencies. And the last time when we talked about this bill on the 27th, there was a few concerns raised by the counties, if you remember, and also from the members about two issues. The first one about not having a penalty assessed to counties who cannot or do not have the ability to receive electronic funds. And the second one for the Department of Revenue not to get tax refunds using that method only. So the Dash One Amendment speaks to both of these issues. That's in the B, the first section, and then number three speaks to the Department of Revenue's issue.
The Dash One Amendment includes the language. Let's see, there's a double insertion there. Insertion B, what does it do on line 2 of the amendment, Maz?
After line 15, it says of the bill, the printed bill, it prohibits the agency from assessing penalties, if you will, for recipients, not only counties, but any recipients who are not able to deal with electronic fund transfers because of their abilities not to receive that.
Okay, so the right after line 15, this precludes agencies from adopting rules that would assess penalties. And then on line 10, the insertion after line 17 on the original bill adds a provision, and tell us about that provision on line 10, which will be inserted after line 17.
This would be the one that deals with the Department of Revenue checks for tax refunds. In essence, what it tells the Department of Revenue that they won't go, or they don't need to go into an inclusive, only a primary method of payment, so they could retain the checks. And they would pay by checks. And also, if the other parties are able to receive it by EFT, they could use it. While in the original bill, it says an agency could go to this method primarily. So they could all go to it.
Are there questions of staff relative to the inclusions in bill? I think Representative Boquist, these were issues that you had brought up. Do you have any questions about this? This was at the request of the county clerks that came forward.
Mr. Chair, I don't have any questions of staff. Are you going to proceed and have a member of the Revenue Department staff confirm that they concur that these changes are affecting this?
Yes, we're in work session, but we will go ahead and call Deborah up.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure I hear it from Dale.
You bet.
Good public policy, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Deborah Buchanan, Department of Revenue. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the intent is that the department will not draft rules that mandate taxpayers must receive refunds by means of electronic funds transfer. Mr. Chairman, the only concern that I would have about this language is we do now allow taxpayers to request direct deposit of their refunds. As that becomes more popular, if that becomes the primary method of issuing refunds, would we then be in violation of this statute? I know that's not the intent. I just wondered about that.
Right.
Yes.
Mr. Chair,
may not establish a program under which electronic funds transfer is the primary method of payment made by an agency. I guess that if it becomes the primary because more people are receiving it electronically, then they didn't really establish that as a program. If it gravitates to that over a period of time. And this is directed to the Department of Revenue. That was not, I don't know that that was originally contemplated in the original amendment.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Riley.
Yeah, looking at this language, it seems to me, I agree with what she's saying. This doesn't seem to be good language for, you know, for not requiring people to do this. It says quite the opposite. It says we can't make it the primary method. And I believe our intention is that we can make it the primary method, but not a required method. I think this is not good language, personally.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, for example.
Is the language drafted by our committee staff, or was the language drafted by
legislative legal counsel? That's where the amendments come from. So we have anyone on staff from the LC, Paul, are they all busy? Yeah, let's see. JR/PS, who is that?
Joan.
Let's just go into stand at ease. We'll stand at ease for a moment while we get to council here. Great. We'll come back out of recess. I would like to go ahead and have Maz, while we're on continuing on House Bill 2030 in our work session there, to just go ahead and relate to us, if you will, any fiscal impact, any revenue impact of this particular bill, Maz.
Mr. Chair, we don't see a revenue impact. There's no new revenues coming in to the state system out of the bill. However, because of the nature of electronics transfers and funds being moved into a lot cheaper medium, if you will, it will have a fiscal of the source that it will be a savings to agencies who go through that. The Department of Revenue, you have in front of you a copy of the fiscal impact from the fiscal office. And it talks about the impacts to the employment department sending unemployment insurance checks, and they say of 480,000 direct deposits, which comes to about 50,000 checks biweekly. If we do the math, that will come out about 2 million in general. However, the fiscal office will be developing. And this, we also have also heard, but that's not part of the official fiscal yet, that the Department of Justice.
Now, excuse me, we're still on 2030.
Right.
For the record, we're still in work session on 2030, going over the fiscal and the revenue impacts on 2030. So we're continuing on with 2030 for the time being. Excuse me, Mass. They wanted that for the record. So
no,
please continue.
And again, I just we received preliminary numbers from the Department of Justice, and that probably will make its way to the fiscal office soon. They will also look at savings in the 05-07 to be, and 07-09. Those are not part of the official fiscal yet, but they are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 460,000 and 460,000
05. Now, Maz, are you going to go through that further in your office? And is that what I understand?
Yes, further.
Just have received this. So, colleagues, we don't have that information in our packets at this particular point. We'll ask Maz to continue to verify that. At this time, as we continue on again with the work session on House Bill 2030, I'd like to call Deborah Buchanan and Joan Robinson and others who may be ready to testify on this with some clarification. Now, I'll just state right here, if I could, too. I sent this down to legislative council with a request for one item that had come forward from the clerks. And in this process, there's been two items added to this, and this second item is what's catching me by surprise as well. So, Joan, that isn't your fault, but I'm just anxious about the process where at least, at a minimum, the chair be kept in the loop in this process. This got passed in this whole process. I've got my request here that I gave to Darren Bond and others with the clerk's request, and I've been looking over the shoulder of our staff here, and here's a request with two items on it, asking that Representative Butler, it says, is working with the Treasury amendments on this bill, listing one and two. I did not authorize that second. And in the future, I'd like to make certain that anything that I request that's got my initials on it, that I know where it's coming from. So go ahead, if you would please, Joan, help us with a way to get out of this quandary that we're in right now.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Joan Robinson, Legislative Council. As I understand it, the amendment, the dash one amendment is the part that starts after line 17, was designed to prohibit the Department of Revenue from what I've just heard is from requiring that taxpayers accept electronic funds transfer for refunds. If that's correct, I can suggest a way of getting there from this language. If that's not what the committee was hoping to do, then I need further instruction. Are you just concerned about tax refund payments?
Well, Joan, there was nothing in the bill that I thought was offensive previously relative to indicating that the agency would mandate this as a primary method of electronic funds being the only way or the primary way of establishing refunds by the agency. So if this language is going to clarify it on behalf of the Department of Revenue, then maybe you could give us some suggestion as to how that could happen, Joan.
Well, I believe that the amendment to ORS 293.525, the new paragraph B of subsection 1, would allow the Department of Revenue to make electronic fund transfer the primary method for payments made by the department, so back to taxpayers. So the amendment in line 10 of the proposed amendment would remain the same, but what it would read is, notwithstanding subsection 1B, which is the section I just referred to, the Department of Revenue may not establish a program under which the department requires electronic fund transfer, I don't even think you have to say as the primary method, for tax refund payments made by the department. Does that get to what the concern is?
Okay. Joan, I can see where you're coming with that, and I appreciate that clarification. what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that there's I'm going to go ahead and ask you to work with the department and the Treasury folks. Darren, did you have something that you needed to say right now relative to this bill? I'm just going to move it forward to next week. Is what I'm planning to do. Okay. I'm not going to proceed. My plan is to not proceed with this right now until we have a clean set of amendments, and we understand and it's been circulated to members of the committee beforehand. Acceptable? Thank you very much, Joan. Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and close the work session on 2030. And colleagues, we'll see 2030 at a later time with the amendments that we've talked about and any other issues attempting to be resolved in that regard. We'll now open a work session on House Bill 2031. Yes?
The Chair, House Bill 2031 is also a bill that we saw before, and it comes back not amended. And what it's primarily, just to refresh your memory on it, this is the bill that allows the electronic image of a check to be considered as a proof of the check rather than the actual physical check that it chooses to be. This is part of the new process and standards of check 21 or check dash 21 as it is known, and the state treasurer is moving to catch up with the time. This is a practice that seems to be already occurring in the banking community, and we would like enabling language to do.
Colleagues, we're in work session on 2031. We've previously heard 2031 in a public hearing on January 27th. This clarifies the provisions relating to the duties of state officers regarding certain financial instruments relative to the facsimile, I guess we can call it a facsimile, being used as the original instrument. Are there any comments or questions from members of the committee? Any concerns about this being moved to the consent calendar? Representative Berger now moves House Bill 2031 to the floor of the House with due pass recommendation on the consent calendar. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. We will close the public hearing or the work session on House Bill 2031. Colleague, we'll open a work session on House Bill 2032. Yes?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Again, the House Bill 2031 is one that we've heard also on January 27th. It seems like this is a...
32.
You said
32.
2032. Yes. And even me makes mistakes sometimes.
Welcome aboard, man.
So this has to deal with the issues of... the projections and the cash flow examinations of these projections by the state treasurer. It allows for the state treasurer to have the flexibility of whether examining and demanding those cash flow projections or looking at certain waivers of some of these, especially of instruments that don't require them, such as COPs and the like. And again, this is comes to us with no revenue or fiscal impact.
The cash flow projections presently being required, are those required each time of an issuance or a modification of an issuance of current revenue bonds?
That's my belief, Mr. Chair. As the language in the statutes today, it requires it. Now, that's what probably the flexibility would be introduced by the bill at this time. We have the debt manager of the Treasury also with us that we could answer more questions.
It's my understanding that COPs, or the certificates of participation, are based upon cash flow in the annual and the biennial sessions at any rate. So that a cash flow projection with each issuance or modification of an existing series may not even make much sense. Would you like to come for? Or we don't have to. We don't have to do that. I think it's you previously have had this testimony on House Bill 2032.
Mr. Chair, can I move this bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
I think that would be excellent. The colleagues, the motion is on the floor that this bill be moved to the House of the floor with a due pass recommendation by Representative Berger. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns? Hearing and seeing none, we will order that to the House with a due pass recommendation. Representative Riley, we pulled the bill away from you very quickly today, and I apologize. Would you carry this to the floor, please?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, that finishes. We will close the work session on 2032. That finishes today's session. Be back here same time, same place tomorrow for the same amount of fun, and we'll work forward on these things. Thank you.